This is a story of someone named Bartimaeus, a beggarly blind man who could hear, who had faith, who had focus, who had a voice, and proved to be unstoppable until he got his miracle. There are many good things about him, but he wasn't always this way. For many years, he failed to make use of his strengths, and he focused instead on his weaknesses. I pray that today you will see this story in terms of what you do have, that you can focus on what you are able to do, and that you can use the God-given talents that you have. So I ask a question to you. Have you ever focused on your weakness instead of your strength? Have you ever let opportunities pass you by because you didn't have the courage to cry out? I have. But Bartimaeus did not do this day. So let's get started and study the story of blind Bartimaeus. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us the freedom to come into your house today. I am humbled to be here, and I ask that you would give me the words to say what you want and to allow hearts and eyes to be open. Help us to replace our weaknesses with your strength and move us forward in confidence as your children. Fill us to overflowing with your love and help us to have the courage to shout your name to all we meet. Amen. There are so many lessons that we can learn from this scripture. And believe me, I have so enjoyed the preparation time studying. And yes, Patsy, I have done a lot of Googling. In the interest of time, so we don't have to stay past 12:30, Dawn, I'm going to try to point out just three things that I really want you to take away. He cried out to Jesus. Jesus stopped, and instantly the man could see him and followed. The city of Jericho is where this story takes place. The Bible calls it the city of palm trees. It's one of the oldest cities in the world, and it's located north of the Dead Sea. And Phil, some of my research said 15, 17 miles to Jerusalem. But a good amount of time to walk. This city catered to the rich and the powerful. And many of the outcasts would hang out there because it was a good place for them to encounter the wealthy elites, traders, and other business people coming back and forth. And this is where we find Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus. The Bible doesn't give many details about him other than he was a blind beggar. We don't know if he was born blind or became blind. The Bible doesn't say that. But he is sitting by the roadside as Jesus and his followers are passing by. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and this would be his final trip to this region before his trial and death. Bartimaeus arrives up and gets close to the main gate in Jericho, and he takes his place along with all the other beggars. Lays his coat down, gets his cup out. He's very familiar with the street life. We can imagine that he has sensitive ears, and he uses his gift of hearing, and he listens to the commotion on the street back and forth, and he's like, what's going on? Somebody says, Jesus of Nazareth is coming. Point one, he cried out to Jesus. As Bartimaeus hears the people talking around him, he knows that Jesus is coming. And he cries out, Jesus! And then again, Jesus! Those around him said, be quiet. Josiah, I'm going to say probably a bad word. They said, shut up. We probably don't say that to friends, right? But no matter what the crowd said to him, he continued to yell. He hollered. And ultimately, he screamed, Jesus! Jesus! Jesus, Son of David! Bartimaeus was desperate for Jesus. He wasn't asking for shelter or food. He wanted to see. His need was great, and his opportunity was today, right there. Nothing less would satisfy him until he was touched by the Lord. He was at the right place at the right time. I wonder if he knew that Jesus would not pass by that way again. Point two, Jesus stopped. What a beautiful picture of tenderness, mercy, grace. Jesus stopped, and he called him to come. In Psalm 103, it says that the Lord is compassionate, he's gracious, he's slow to anger, and abounds in loving kindness. And I am thankful that that is the Lord that we serve. This is a lesson that we can learn from. When Jesus calls, are we going to be able to let go of the things that hinder us from moving forward? Bartimaeus did. In fact, in the New Living Translation, it says he jumped up. He sprang up. He was on his feet at once. Some would say instantly he was up. Do you think Bartimaeus gave a second thought of leaving his coat behind? Remember, he had used it to survive, and it had become part of his identity. What are we holding on to that makes us who we think we are, part of our identity? I think about my spiritual walk, and I'm constantly letting go of things that hinder my movement towards Jesus. I have a fear of letting some of those old habits go. And I want some of those past hurts to go by the wayside, but I just keep picking them up. Holding on, I guess you could call me a spiritual beggar. Hebrews 12 talks about letting go. It says, let us throw off everything that hinders, every encumbrance, and the sin which so easily entangles us. And let us run the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus. Point three. Instantly, the man could see and follow Jesus. That's my new favorite word, instantly. I like it. Think about it. He gained his sight. Instantly, immediately, without delay. Then Jesus says, go. He didn't tell Bartimaeus to follow him. He didn't ask him to go and do show and tell to say, hey, I'm healed, I can see. But what did Bartimaeus do? He followed. He left his coat on the roadside. That's a statement of faith. He wouldn't be needing it anymore. God says without faith it is impossible to please him. For those that come to him, they believe that he is, and he is rewarder of those that seek him. Bartimaeus was seeking him that day. I like to think of this as a parallel as when we were sinners and we came to the Lord. We truly were seeking him, and he forgave us. And then he gave our feet freedom to walk. We received God's mercy. We were truly converted, and then we followed. As we close, I want to just take a few minutes of silence just to consider the 3 points. Then Travis is going to play a song. He cried out to Jesus. Jesus stopped. And instantly the man could see. And he followed.